Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mintwave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome to the show. And today we have Bob Cotton, and he is a business coach and consultant. And today we're going to be talking about how to make technology work. I'm your host, Karen Roberts, helping coaches and consultants just get their message heard to those who need to hear it through podcasting. So Bob, he helps executives, leaders, managers who are struggling to make technology successful for their business, their customers, and their teams. Now, he's had decades of experience delivering digital transformation and leading technology and consulting businesses. He's also a fellow of the Association for Coaching and an ILM 7 executive coach. So welcome to the show, Bob.
Thanks, Karen. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And so what inspired you to help people in business, anybody in business, deal with the technology?
Yeah, it was. It came about. I fell into technology by accident. I had a job. I was working in a logistics space, and they were relying on technology to get product to customers. And things would go wrong, and customers would be very unhappy, and they would be very loud, and they'd be very complaining, and they would be stressed, as would be the people who are trying to deliver the technology to make it work, and the people who are trying to use the technology to satisfy the customers. And so that was, I fell into the middle of solving those kinds of problems. And that was my introduction to technology. Previously, I avoided it like the plague. And I subscribed with a view a lot of the business people had at the time, which was it was a necessary evil. We have to have it, but we don't really like it. And now that was a long time ago, as you alluded to, my decades of experience. And then along the way, it's just been helping people along the way, because I found I could do that. I could see the problems from all different sides and bring people together to help try and overcome them. So that started out with running technology solutions, and then it was running consultancy projects, and then running consultancy businesses and product businesses. And I just enjoy the problem solving. I enjoy the helping people. I enjoy making technology do what it's supposed to do for a business, if you're selling it or delivering it, for customers who rely on it, and for the people who are involved, because when it doesn't work, it's really painful.
Yeah, sure. And I think there's a lot of people that they get overwhelmed, because we live in such an age where there is so much out there. It's just, where do you actually start? Because we are just bombarded with all this stuff. And for a lot of people, they get overwhelmed with tech, right?
Yeah, they do. There's a great example just the other day. So I've just moved house, needed to change my insurance. So I tried to talk to somebody, couldn't talk to somebody, had a chat bot I had to speak to. And it took me 10 minutes and it was okay. My wife had to change our broadband connection. She couldn't talk to anyone, had to talk to a chat bot. And the broadband company is a big international brand. And she was on the phone with a chat bot for a day, 8 hours. And they said, you just have to be there, we'll come to you, and we'll update you, but make sure you stay online. And of course it dropped, and then they came back. And that was just to cancel and change your broadband. And so you've got technology, same technology deployed in two totally different ways as far as the customer is concerned. And I'm sure the people who implemented it thought, we're doing the right thing, we're going to give a good service, we're going to give more, and all those great ideas. But the execution is just unfortunate. And it's just, people would have been overwhelmed. They'd have been rushing to put it in. And then me as a customer, I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah. And that is the issue. Like you say, there's nothing more frustrating when you want to do one thing and you can't get hold of the company and these chatbots. Yeah, it's just, they're not understanding what you're trying to say. Yeah. I always think, I just want to speak to a person, because I can't explain in a little message. And yes, it's getting more and more frustrating. So for you, how do you overcome all these challenges? What's your process? How do you help businesses get the right technology for them that's actually going to work?
Yeah. So for me, the process I have is shaped over all the years of experience I've got. And it begins with sitting down with the person who's delivering the technology. And that might be selling it into the marketplace. That might be running a transformation program, whatever. And just get them away from the laptop, the phone, find a quiet space and just talk about what are they trying to do? What are they trying to achieve? What are they trying to accomplish? And then how is that actually working for them? What are the challenges that they've got? What are the problems? And then ask them, and what else? Because the first set of answers will be, we're behind schedule, my boss hates me, my vendor is terrible. And then the second set of questions will be, in that quiet space, will be, actually, I may be a bit overworked. Actually, maybe my team could help me more. And start to unpack. And from that, you can create a set of priorities and a set of perspectives and a set of behaviors and start to work through what small changes people can make that will have a big impact on their outcome and what they're trying to do. And that a lot of that has the sort of technology aspects. There's the technology industry has certain ways of doing things, certain ways of operating and thinking and organizing. So it brings that into the mix. But it begins, first of all, with what are you trying to do? But let's think about it in a quiet, safe space and then go from there.
Why do you think people want to use technology to save them time, to do the sort of tasks that are pretty menial and boring quite often?
Yeah.
But quite often, I think people aren't actually aware of what technology can do for their business. So what would you say to the listeners there?
So for that one, again, it's first of all, finding space. I'm a great believer in this because we're all rats on a wheel, 9 to 5 or 9 to 9, whatever hours people work. And you need to create that space to set back. And in that, you then, to your question, you would say, what is the art of the possible, right? Tell me what you think technology can do for your business, and that get them talking, thinking about that. And then bring in references and use cases from other industries, or my own experience, to say, actually, that's a great foundation, but you could go further and you could do more. And here are the pros, here are the cons, here are the risks, and just get their ideas stimulated. And it's just a thought process. And it might be, and it often is, that out of that will come a set of ideas or aspirations, which might be, we're not going to do that all overnight, but there might be 2 or 3 things that we could do in the next 3 months or next 6 months that will make a massive difference to what we're trying to do, to our customers, to my team, to my business. So let's focus on those 2 things and then let's work through that and how to make those work. And then maybe in time we'll do more. So it's again, a process of being there to support and advise. Ultimately, it's their decision. It's their business. It's their customers. It's their people. But it's just helping them make more informed decisions. And a lot of that information is data driven, right? What have other people done elsewhere? And not the hype, not the, oh, this technology is shiny and sparkly and will make a massive change in your life. It's actually, no, this has actually worked. People have actually done this, and this is the value that they got from it.
And what do you think, what is the big difference? What is the big promise that technology can bring to a business?
I think the big promise is that technology will deliver a value of some kind, a differentiated value, which could be efficiency, could be customer experience, could be time to market. It will deliver this value that will be transformational. So it will take your business from where you are to a completely different place, new profits, new revenues, new markets, and new customer experience, all this stuff, a new, better experience for people inside your company. All that is what it promises. And a lot of the time it will do that if you go about creating the conditions, thinking about what you really want to do, not run before you're walking, being realistic and honest about your capabilities, how much you can afford and what you really need. Then you can deliver those things. But often people are under pressure. They don't think those things through. They don't have the time or space to do that. And the result can be that they ski off piste slightly. And then technology doesn't offer quite as much value as the promise. And that's often the situation I find myself in, or I have found myself in over the years, helping people unpick that. And a lot of what I try to do now is to help people avoid getting into that situation in the first place.
So what do you think holds people back really from taking that step to relying on technology a little bit more and to give them back their time?
So I think a lot of it is a lack of confidence and a lack of clarity on what it's going to give them. And so if they're not certain, they may hesitate before they do something. Now, sometimes circumstances will dictate a change and force it upon them. And when you put those two things together, because basically they didn't really want to change and then they're forced to, and then you put those two things together, that's when you can end up in a really difficult position. You've either got a reluctance through fear or a lack of confidence. And then the second is when you're forced to do it, it's a kind of, oh my God, we need to get on with this. We need to move at pace. When actually a more measured and thoughtful approach will probably deliver a better outcome for what you're trying to do.
But things are changing so rapidly,
yeah,
aren't they? Especially in the tech world. Where do people start, or where would be a good place to start for somebody that hasn't really embraced the technology that's out there? Where would be a good place for them to start?
I think a couple of good places to start. It depends a bit on the organization and what you're trying to do. But if in terms of people management, talent management, retaining people, helping people work in a hybrid working way. Most companies these days, whether they really want to or not, have got a hybrid workforce. Some people work at home, some people work in the office. There's a lot of technology out there to help employees not feel isolated, to help managers and leaders manage those situations. And there's a lot of experienced people who've worked in that world, like I have, who can help people understand what investments to make. And so getting the most out of the people is a really, and that's using technology to help that is a really good thing, I think. The other one is the whole customer experience, how you sell your product, how you do a follow-up after you've sold your product. Doing that in a slick way, there's again a lot of technology out there that could be deployed quickly that will change the way you go to market and allow more people to buy your product and get your brand out there. So those are two relatively low cost and proven areas that would be worth looking at. And then from that, you've got a foundation. I suppose the other one is if you've got your back office and you do a lot of it, the spreadsheets or filing and this kind of stuff. Again, there are a lot of what they call ERP, so back office management stuff, that again are not prohibitively expensive from a cost point of view. And a lot of them are offered as a service. So you just sign up and you get the service. Again, a lot of those for small, medium businesses are really worth considering. But again, the trick with all of these is then think about what you're trying to do. Is it the right fit? And then how do I roll it out in a way that's going to work for me?
And what else do you think is stopping people from taking that step? Because like we said, overwhelmed, they get overwhelmed and there is so much out there. Yeah. It is where do they start? What else do you think stops people from doing it?
I think a lot of it is that the simple pace and pressure of life, that they don't create the time and space to have the strategy, the vision, and pull in people they trust that they spend time thinking it through. Is this really going to work? And there's, because of that constant barrage of technologies changing, you need to be doing something, people start to think maybe I should be moving at a faster pace than I really need to. And actually that's not the case. So that's, I think, one of the big things. And then the other is around the whole time and money question of, even if I understand the technology, even if I've thought it through, can I really afford it? Do I really have the time to invest in getting this technology stood up for my business? Because I've got all these other things I have to worry about every day. And again, that can be a barrier too.
So for you, you're that in-between person. So it sounds like you're helping both sides.
Yeah.
Because what do you think is the issue maybe from the technology companies?
Yeah,
that it's sort of not working sometimes.
Yeah, I think the technology side of things is remembering that the customer is a person, is a human being with concerns and fears and stresses, and they can sell at a profile, a character of their target person, but no one really meets that profile. So you have to adapt and be flexible in the way you engage with your customers. And I think I work with some technology companies on that problem. And then conversely, on the customer side, you can be guarded with vendors because you've got loads of people coming at you and they're all obviously trying to sell you something. And then there's also internally, you can be guarded because you're trying to run your business 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. And maybe if you're the leader of that business, you feel, I don't have time to spend on this. So it's trying to bring these balance, to find a balance between these and advise and guide people that actually there is a way you can come together. It's a kind of negotiation, really. But ultimately, it's driven by what the customer needs and what the customer wants, the business wants. And getting that right in your mind and then putting the conditions around that for the customer and for the technology company, that's the trick. And out of that, then something good can come.
And do you think the problem that I've seen personally when you take on certain tech and you're just left, there's no real talking you through it. There seems to be a real lack of that. It's like you grab it and you're just expected to know exactly what it can do. Do you find that many people might even have tech and they're not utilizing it properly because they don't know about all the moving parts?
For sure. So this whole move to cloud technology, which it delivers technology faster and it's cheaper and it's fantastic. And I've worked on loads of projects that have delivered real value. But the thing you notice in that, with all the vendors, this isn't about any vendor, there are two trends really. One is the vendor will sell it as a service, and the customer will expectation of what they're going to get in that service is a lot of the stuff you're talking about. Is when I'm using it, if I have a problem, what do I do? And do I get the level of service I expected to? And that's often missed. And then the other side of it is the change, because a lot of people, as you say, have technology today. And are they getting the most value out of it? Is anyone there to help them think and ask those questions? And that, again, puts them off making further investments. But they're both missed opportunities, actually, because if the technology vendors help that customer, held their hand a little bit, or had a community of similar people who can they could talk to and help that work through their problems, then they'll feel better about the technology and they'll use more of it and they'll get more value out of it, which is good for everybody. And then conversely, if you've got your own technology and you're just stuck with it and you feel stuck with it and you're not really getting the value, then that's hard to think, I'll invest in something new. Because so those are the two, again, the two sides of it. And I'm always conscious of the two. I've always had this, there's no good or bad. A lot of it is put in those black and white terms, and the truth lies usually in the middle somewhere, and it's trying to help people find that.
Tech is, well, as we know, so we've just tried to use a different format to even record this, and something wasn't working. Tech is great when it works.
Exactly.
Not so great when it doesn't. Exactly. But it happened. But the thing is that I see so many people just not really embracing what actually it can do for you. There's just a lack of awareness, or like you said, people are a little bit fearful of investing when if they actually knew what it can do for them. And if at the end of the day, yes, it's time and money that people are going for. Time, just definitely, it's going to save you a lot of man hours if you use tech for certain jobs. But there's, I just see it as with a lot of individual businesses, entrepreneurs, it is that it's the overwhelm that is the sort of holding them back because, they just because they've got the tech, they don't know how to work it.
Yeah.
So what is it that you're really offering people or companies, businesses? How do you bring the two things together?
So my method is basically helping them unpack that problem and that challenge, help them first of all get them to articulate to me, a stranger, what it is they're trying to do, what their fears and their concerns or what their challenges are. And we start a dialogue then that out of that initial view, we get an awful lot of different, I bring a lot of different perspectives to help them think about it maybe in a different way. And out of that, we can come up with a plan, and a real outcome-based plan that will result in a set of changes that they will make through their business, maybe with a technology vendor, some combination, but they will own that plan. I'll help them with that plan and it will deliver value to them. Month one, month two, month three. Usually it's a short term. How do we move the dial? And let's not spend hours talking about this stuff. It's important to talk, but it's important to act. So how do we translate the ideas into action? What techniques and best practice can I bring that will help them shortcut that? And then let them make an impact on their business and move things forward, unblock them, and move things forward so they've got a sense of clarity and a sense of confidence about what they're going to do.
So it sounds like, from what you're sharing there, is for those who are a little bit wary and they are a little bit overwhelmed and maybe unsure of the setup process, to have someone like you to actually take them by the hand, really, so that they aren't just thrown in the deep end and left to figure it out themselves. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's those people, and it's those people who have already jumped in and are thinking, I could really do with some help to swim to where I want to be. And it's the people who have maybe made technology investments and thinking, where do I go next? Because this isn't working for me. This isn't giving me what I thought it would. So it's the three kinds of people with those challenges, those issues. And it's
and how do you keep up? How do you keep up with the constant changes?
I do. I guess this is a sad thing to say for someone who said he had no interest in technology 30 years ago, but now I am interested. So I do keep up and I do follow it. And I do some consulting on specific bits of technology. So I understand the industry and keep up with the industry. And I do that quite actively. So I can bring the industry content to bear. But the other thing I bring in is this whole, having run technology businesses, having run and delivered technology projects, I know the pain and I've been through it. And that doesn't change, actually, whatever the technology stuff changes or these new technologies that are coming in, those other fundamentals we've been talking about, they don't change at all. They're always present.
And so what trends do you see occurring in the industry?
There's more cloud adoption. So the idea of buying your computing, your technology as a service, that's coming in. The idea of engaging with your customers through technology, through chatbots, like we talked about, through mobile, and getting that right. And companies trying to differentiate themselves through that, that's a big thing. And a lot of it is about personalizing the way you using technology to personalize the way you engage with a customer. The other big change is data. It's massive amounts of data being collected and companies using technology to try and get an edge on their competition, to try and get an edge on how they run themselves. And then the final one for me is this kind of AI type technologies that are coming in and the virtual stuff coming in, which it's coming down the road and it will change things, but a lot of fundamentals will still be the same for the way you run a business. It's not going to get rid of everybody, I think, overnight. I don't think you need to worry about that, but that will have an impact too. And again, for a lot of companies, it's what should I be doing with AI? That's a conversation to have, but you don't need to change your whole business model because AI is coming.
Yeah. It's a little bit scary, don't you think? The way it's coming up, especially so for a lot of us, and we're coaches, the thought of having just an AI avatar doing the cut, you think, is everybody going to be obsolete or do you think people are worrying for nothing?
I think the best description I saw of AI, and I thought this is the one that made sense to me, is it's basically a simulation of, if you ask AI a question, you get an answer back. It's a simulation. It's not actually thinking. It's just going away and pulling stuff together and it simulates something. And the same is this idea of there being a coach. It's going to be a simulation. It's not a real person. And I think for coaching to work, there needs to be empathy and rapport and genuine empathy and rapport and sensitivity. And perhaps one day AI will get there. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. Yeah, it's changing and it's improving. But for the kinds of issues, the kind of personal stress and sensitive, deep sensitive issues people will talk about in coaching, I don't think a simulation yet, and for a while yet, is going to be able to respond in a way that says, oh, yeah, we'll get rid of Bob and Karen. They can go and drink coffee and talk to their AI simulations. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I hope not anyway.
I don't think it's there yet.
And do you not think that technology is moving so fast, but at some point it's going to come back round. And like we said, we just said at the beginning about the chatbots and how before people were frustrated about getting a call center in India. Now it's a chatbot. After a while, people are just going to want to come back round to speaking to a real human. Yeah. So do you think that sort of moving forward, the companies that actually come back to that might gain again because people want that?
Yeah, I do. I do. And again, I think it's a sort of a question of balance. I think everybody who just throws humans out the window in the customer service space, I think if you throw humans out the window and just rely on technology, then you're going to race to mediocrity, really, with your competitors. But someone who can come in and say, we'll use some of this technology some of the time, and it will make savings and it will free people up to do other things, then, but we'll have humans for the difficult cases or for people who are distressed or upset or for the elderly, right? We're all getting older. We're all supposed to live longer. But I love my mother very much, but she's 83 years old and isn't going to really engage with a chatbot terribly well. Companies who are sensitive to the demographics, to the needs of the customers and have a balance, I think that is what people will want. I don't think we'll ever go back to just people.
No.
But I think it should be, I think the end point will be a mix, some kind of mix. And it'll vary by industry and geography, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what people are missing, is that, yes, tech is fantastic and I wouldn't be able to run my business without it.
Yeah.
However, having that personal touch, and then I suppose people could charge higher premiums.
Yeah.
They're having the personal touch, but having that balance, combining it, and utilizing AI definitely has its uses. And yes, it's quite, where are we going with this? It's going to be an interesting year.
I think the next few years are going to be really interesting, especially like you see technology coming into healthcare and the way we engage in the healthcare, just talking to your GP or booking your GP appointment or finding information, that's going to be more technology. That's going to be a big change for people. And that could bring so much value to so many, to the NHS, to people. But yeah, huge transformations ahead. And so that's why, I guess that's what keeps me energized, is that these problems of getting technology to work for people and for the organizations that use it, the organizations that sell that technology, that problem is so big for all of us over the next 10, 15 years. And helping get that right is great.
Yeah, and people need help with this because they are avoiding taking that step because they think, oh, I'm not going to get my head around it. Oh, it's too complicated. Because, tech is phenomenal and it can do so much.
Yeah.
But you've got to set it up.
That's in your business. You're not running a technology business. You want technology that will work. You're not a tech expert. You shouldn't be a tech expert. They're offering this stuff to you to work. It should work. And that's the same for many businesses, if you're manufacturing or services, that's what you do. You didn't come into it to be a tech expert. So it's quite natural that people feel uncertain, and that's just where you get help. And everybody's been there. Everybody's been in that same place, and it's just getting the right help to help you work it through and think about it and make the right decisions.
Yeah, so don't be scared by it. So the listeners are out there that are thinking, I've been putting this off. I know I should take that step. What should the listeners do next?
I guess there are two things I would say to anybody who's confronted with this kind of problem, is every week, carve out some time, maybe an hour, maybe whatever your schedule, but at least an hour every week. Turn off your phone, turn off your laptop, find a quiet space that might be on a train. If you're commuting, it might be going for a walk on your own, and just spend that time thinking about your technology problem and just spend some time on that and do it 2, 3, 4 weeks in a row. And that process will help you think about it in a different way. You'll think about yourself in a different way. You'll think about the problem in a different way, and you'll get new insight and you'll get new clarity, and then do something with it. Go and find someone you trust and start to talk to them about it and use them as a sounding board. And out of that, try to come up with an action plan that will move you from this state you feel in at the moment, where maybe you're not feeling you're right, making the right decision, or you're hesitating on a decision, or you're under stress, to a place where you want to be. That would be the one thing. And everybody can do that. And it really works. But you have to completely detox from technology when you're doing it. You don't want your phone. You don't want anyone talking to you, calling you. Just create that space for yourself.
Fantastic. And if they would like to maybe have a chat with you about what you can offer, what should they do?
I've got a website. I think you've got the details of that. And just there's a button, click on it, and we can have a free 45-minute chat. No obligation. It's just a chat to help people and just talk it through and go from there.
And if they're just listening and they can't see the notes,
yes,
what's your website?
It's robertcotton.coach.
Robertcotton.coach. Fantastic. Yeah. So it's going to save you time. It's going to increase your profits. There are so many pluses to bringing technology into your business, wherever you're at, really. It's just finding the right fit for you. Yeah. So come and speak to Bob and see what is available. Maybe people don't even know what is available, and they might not be aware of how it can actually help them save time and increase their profit. So it's, go and have a chat with Bob. Thank you so much for your time today, Bob. See, we had issues in the beginning, but
we got it sorted. Yeah.
So there you go. Tech doesn't always run perfectly. However,
almost never.
However, we wouldn't be without it.
Absolutely. We wouldn't be without it. Thanks, Karen. Thanks so much. Thanks to all the listeners for spending the time.
Thank you. And I'll be back next week with Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.